I'm great, Sean. How are you?
Really, really good. Thank you for coming on the show again.
You bet.
Really appreciate it. EPS sent out a warning earlier this week about some sort of phone scam that's going around.
Yes. So, unfortunately, we can't trust our call display anymore. Scammers use what they call spoofing technology to make any name and number they want show up on your call display. And this is for your home phone. This is for your cell phone. And so Edmonton Police Service are warning people. I think I've seen 3 or 4 warnings in the last week alone. So it's obviously a big problem. They're taking a real legitimate number for Edmonton Police Service's front counter and making it appear on your call display when they call you and pretend to be a police officer.
And when the police are calling your house, automatically you're terrified. So you're grabbing that call.
Right. You're worried. You're like, maybe a family member has been in an accident. You know, who knows? And so, unfortunately, in this case, the fraudsters are impersonating a police officer, telling the person that there is a fraud investigation, and then asking them for personal information. So Edmonton police are reminding people that an officer is never going to do that. They're never going to call you out of the blue and ask you for personal information over the phone. If there was an investigation, you know, an officer would meet with you at the police station or meet with you in uniform, right? Like those kinds of circumstances. They're not going to call you out of the blue. We really just can't trust any phone calls, no matter who they're pretending to be. If it's coming kind of cold calling, like out of the blue, we're not expecting it, and they're asking us for information or money, we need to kind of stop, think about it, take a step back and say, you know what? You know, can you give me your badge number and I will hang up and I'm going to look up the number myself for the police station and I'm going to call you back.
And they're as good as gone as soon as you do that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Or they'll have some excuse why they don't want you to do that.
Unbelievable. Gosh, they're getting good at this. It's terrifying. All right, let's talk about contractors. I noticed in our neck of the woods, I got a guy putting up a fence. There's another one putting over some sort of awning over his front door. When it comes to contractors and getting work done around your house, you really got to do your homework, don't you?
You really do. You know, in my previous line of work with being troubleshooter on the news and also as a peace officer, so many complaints about handymen and contractors, everything from roofers and doing your deck, building you a fence, whatever it might be. There's so many great companies out there, but so many fly-by-night shady characters as well, where anyone with a truck and a hammer can call themselves a contractor. Let's face it, right?
If that was the case, I'm a contractor.
Yeah, so anyway, and I've seen such disastrous consequences if you hire the wrong person for one of these jobs, because not only, a lot of people think, oh, well, they take my money and never come back. Sometimes that's not even the worst that they can do. I've seen cases where they take the money, they do part of the work, and they actually do more damage to your yard or your house or whatever it might be. So do your research, you know, get references, be old school. Get references and talk to those people who've had a fence built by them or a deck or whatever it might be. Really important to check for licenses. I know it's boring. No one wants to do the paperwork, but really important to check. Do they have a business license, even to operate in the community where you live? And if they are taking any money up front in the province of Alberta, they actually need a separate license. It's a provincial license called a prepaid contractor's license. And if they don't have it from Service Alberta, they're actually not allowed to take any money up front.
And
this is a license that's been around for a long time, and contractors know about it, but a lot of consumers don't. So it's a good idea if you're being asked for any kind of money before the job is done to ask about their prepaid contractor's license, or you can contact Service Alberta and ask them to check to see if this company has that license. Also, WCB. Do they have a WCB number? Because if they fall off a ladder or something on your property and they don't have WCB coverage, it's potentially possible that you could be held liable.
Oh my gosh. Do your homework. We all hate homework, right? But do your homework. And if you have questions, reach out to Julie through her website, right?
You bet. JulieMatthews.ca. Always happy to answer any questions anyone has.
Julie, thanks for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Have a great day.